We are convinced you will hear and see God's love for you as you advance towards your fulfillment of your life's purpose in Christ.
And you have to take a position sometimes as a slave. Slave, do all this stuff. And then hopefully they'll call you back and use you or whatever. You understand it was a lot of work, a lot of work. Now, you're born again. Jesus is Lord. So you find the scripture that tells you what God has already said about before you get there. Come on, you got to see this. That's the work. You have to go attach your faith to what God has already said. So he said, I've given you favor. He said, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. And like a rudder, he turned it whichever direction he desired. So you go find that scripture. You speak it out. When you speak it, God knows it's faith because the fact that you went and looked for it shows him that you believe it. You see? Where before you were digging. You're not digging in the earth. You're now digging in the word. So now when you say it, the person comes to find you. Where before you had to find the person. That's the difference. It's a huge difference. So your faith has the ability to maintain kingdoms, to establish kingdoms, and to support kingdoms. Your faith has that. Listen, the Bible says the worlds were framed by the word of God. Isn't that what it said? Isn't that what Hebrews said? Amen. So if it's framed, that means it's established. The worlds, it didn't say one, it said plural, worlds. So watch, fear is a kingdom. Fornication is a kingdom. Lust, lies, stealing, adultery, all works of the flesh are kingdoms. And in order to sustain them, you must have faith in them or you must work them from that perspective. So if a person is fornicating, for that kingdom to stay established, they must keep doing what? Fornicating. And the more they fornicate, the greater they become in their kingdom. You got to see this thing for what it is. And your faith has the ability to maintain that kingdom because once you participate in it, you look forward to it. Do you see? And that's what faith is. It's to have an outstretched neck. Expectation. And so what God is saying today is, truth versus fact. What kingdom has your faith? Why have you been giving for so many years and you attach your faith to the money rather than what I said? Come on, you got to see this. Why are you confused about things working out for you when you haven't attached your faith to what I said? You attach your faith to what you've done. That was old covenant. That was before Jesus came. I'm not saying that they didn't do it because they did, but that was the old way of doing things. This way of doing things, you say what I say.
Yes.
Are you getting something? That's why you can never say publicly, out front, anything opposite of what the word of God says, because God wonders, why are you saying what you already have? Why are you speaking against what you already have? Mm-hmm. Are you understanding?
Amen.
So, and I'm using this as an example, and this is not to say anything negative about anybody. If someone here made a copy of their house key and gave it to you at a, let's say they had a summer home, and they said, anytime you want to use it, just go on the calendar, let me know you're using it, and all you guys can go whatever you want, just go. Everything's there. All you have to do when you get there, whatever food you want that you like to eat, just make sure you bring it because I'm not sure what you like. Some of you vegetarian or whatever. Would you ever have to call that person?
No.
Because what did they give you?
The key.
The key. Say it again. What did they give you?
The key.
Jesus said the same thing. He said, I've given unto you the
keys
of the kingdom. Do you see?
Yes.
He's telling you, everything that I have is yours. But you're attaching your faith to facts and reality, and it's keeping you from seeing what made everything.
Amen.
You're too busy talking about this instead of going back to the beginning and seeing what I said.
Amen.
And in the beginning is where your faith was first given birth, so you have to go back, reattach it, so that the facts will move. But as long as you stay in the middle and try to attack facts to your feelings, your emotions, your five senses, it'll just create another fallen reality. Are you seeing that?
Yes.
And so since the fallen reality to you is greater than what I'm saying, then you have what's called spurts of the truth, but you'll never have revelation of the truth. You'll be freely in bondage. I'm free when I come to church and I'm around everybody else and I know the church language, but when I leave here, I'm looking at my checkbook, I'm looking at these bills, and I'm saying, God, where are you? Come on, you got to see this. This is what's going on in the body of Christ.
Yes, it is.
This is not a joke.
Amen.
I'm believing for the supernatural. You pray for anybody? God ain't gonna heal him. He can heal him when he's ready. Okay, come on now. Come on. You're supposed to be a walking weapon. You're in another realm. But the truth of the matter is this. We haven't learned the truth from the beginning. And I said this to you before. Stop separating the Bible from Old Testament to New Testament.
Yes.
You got to understand something.
Amen.
I'm going to say this and I'm going a little bit ahead of myself. If Jesus is talking and he hadn't died, have we entered the new covenant?
No.
Say no.
No.
And he hasn't been resurrected.
No.
What we've read, he's still on the earth.
Amen.
He hadn't died.
Amen.
He was talking right then about faith. Hebrews told you that's how the patriarchs of old, that's how they lived. They lived. And you're going to see some other things. We're almost done. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. Now, write this down. Facts. We're going to talk about facts for a moment. We're not going to talk about facts a lot. I want to get your truth up today. If we're going to get your truth up again tomorrow. Then the next time we'll talk about facts. I said tomorrow. Midweek service is coming. Somebody actually asked me, when are you going to do a midweek service so I can come? I said, okay. So we're going to speak midweek service. We're going to speak midweek service. One person got it. Can the rest of you get it?
Yes.
Say midweek service.
Wednesday night.
7 to 8:30. Packed. To the glory of God.
In Jesus' name.
Now here's why. If two of you agree it's touching anything. Come on, that's just truth.
Yes.
That's from the beginning.
Yes.
That's what you told us from the beginning.
Amen.
If two of you agree it's touching anything on earth and don't doubt, it shall be done of my Father.
Amen.
So did we agree?
Amen.
Did we touch it?
Yes.
Was there any doubt?
Yes.
It shall come to pass.
Amen.
Now watch. Facts. We're going to talk about facts quickly. Here's the thing about facts. You can write this down. Always take notes. Never come to the house of God without taking notes.
Amen.
Facts never agree with I am's original truth, but wants to use your faith to maintain a fallen temporary reality system. I'll read it again. Facts never agree with I am's original truth, but wants to use your faith to maintain a fallen temporary reality system. Remember, Satan has no rights on the earth, so he needs a flesh, a human being. Now listen, whether you saved or unsaved, you have rights on the earth.
Yes.
You got to understand, because when Adam came to the earth, he was not unsaved. He was not a sinner. Are you understanding? So all the promises that God placed in him are still there. All the promises God placed in the earth from the beginning, they're still here. All the promises are still here. You just have to be born again to receive all of them. But there are certain promises that are laws that you don't have to be born again.
Amen.
There's a law of sowing and reaping.
Yes.
Come on. There's a law of seed time and harvest.
Yes.
Come on. Those laws they govern the universe. Yes. You don't have, it has nothing to do with being saved or unsaved. Yes. There are a lot of laws.
Yes.
So understand this. Their faith, Satan is using those people. And they're doing wild, out of control things. They really don't know any better, a lot of them. And they're doing things and they're maintaining that kingdom. Mm-hmm. Stealing money. All these Ponzi schemes, those are kingdoms.
Yeah.
They don't know. They're being used of demonic spirits. And every time you hear something about a Ponzi scheme, as soon as one gets caught, there's 7 or 8 others that are up.
Yes.
Come on. And guess
yes.
what they're doing? They're keeping that kingdom alive.
Yes.
And they're trying to steal your resources.
Yes.
That's what the writer said. Jesus said the thief comes not only but to steal, kill, and destroy. So any scheme he can come up with, it goes against the original plan.
Yes.
That's what he's doing. He wants you to agree with it. And I'm going to say this. That's why I always ask people, are you saved? Yes, they say. Do you love Jesus? Yes, they say. Then why do you have 24 lottery tickets in your car?
Yes. True.
Come on, I'm asking, why you got all these lottery tickets? Well, I'm believing I'm going to hit the number. I'm believing my number going to come out. What are you doing? I thought you said you were saved and you trust Jesus.
Amen.
You trust the word of the Lord. Yes, I do. Then why are you gambling?
That's right.
Why are you taking what God has given you, provision that he's given you for your family? It's only $20, but do $20 a week times 7 years. You haven't hit a number.
Amen. Tell the truth.
Come on. How much money have you given away to that satanic system to keep it up and running?
Yes.
Come on, you got to see this. That's the truth. They don't look at it. They just look at it as a fact. And it's their reality that they're going to hit. Do you see? That's the way they see it, because they're confused. And they think, oh, this is how God is going to bless me. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. You know why? Because they don't know the truth. Are you seeing? But their faith is attached to that system. That's why they keep playing it. You see? That's the way it works. Satan is very subtle and he's smooth. He don't have no tail. He's not running around with no horns. And this is going to stop a lot of you from believing these lies. Angels, listen, some angels we understand different things, seraphim, but not that all the angels have wings and stuff like that.
No, they don't.
It's true. Don't believe that junk. Even the writer said some of you have entertained angels unawarely.
Yes.
And go back to Genesis 6, it tells you that the fallen angels slept with the daughters of men.
Yes.
You can't, they don't all have wings walking around. They look just like you.
Yes.
Come on, you got to see this.
Yes.
Some of them come and sit next to you, hold full conversations, act like they're with you. They're trying to see where your faith is, if you really believe God. And then they put their hand on your leg. How's your marriage? How are things going? Why? Spirit of lust they're releasing to you. You
yes.
think it's a game. I'm telling you what's written.
Yes.
The people in Sodom and Gomorrah started off as reasonable cities, and they just kept going and they're going. That's why when the angels, when they came there and the angels were there, they said, send them out. Why? Evidently, we want to sleep with them. They heard about sleeping with angels. Come on, you got to see this.
Yes.
You think it's a game. Your faith is the key to everything.
Yes.
Faith worketh by love. Not love just for one another, but your love for God, then your love for one another.
Yes.
So I'm telling you, as long as your reality does not match God's truth, you are establishing and keeping up another kingdom.
Yes. That's true.
You are a god unto yourself and you don't know it.
Amen.
Now we are gods, but we are not God.
Amen.
But the kingdom we're supposed to establish is his.
Yes.
Are you getting something today?
Amen.
Now watch. Mark 9:21. Is this helping you?
Yes.
Mark 9:21. You know this story. I'm not going to read the whole story. I'm going to touch on it quickly. We're going to move forward. Are you seeing things differently?
Yes.
All that power you have that God gave you is to advance his kingdom.
Yes.
His truth. I'm going to make a statement here. If God says something is wrong, it doesn't matter what a man says.
Right.
It's wrong. Do you hear what I'm telling you?
Amen.
I don't care what man says. If God said from the beginning it was wrong, and Jesus said it was not like that from the beginning, it's wrong. Don't let this world system, this pressure, cause you to compromise your soul by playing games with them and trying to do things, and you know it's wrong, but yet you try to justify by saying, but this may be the way. This may be how. This may be. Show me one time in the scriptures where that happened. It does not happen like that. If God is not planning to bless you, he'd have told you from the beginning.
That's right.
But in the beginning, he said, I blessed you.
Yes.
If God had not planned to deliver you, he wouldn't have sent Jesus.
Amen.
If he did not plan to make sure that you got everything back, he would have left us in prison and left us in hell.
Yes.
Understand that?
Yes.
So I'm going to tell you, this world system, this fact and this reality they have, don't you dare fall for it and let that devil convince you that that's the way God is going to use what he's given you or want you to use your faith. No, your faith is supposed to destroy that system.
Amen.
That's what your faith is for. That's what it is for. We'll get to another part. But when we use it wrong, that's where depression, frustration, anger, anxiety, and all these other things come from. It's because you lower your level of faith. Let me put it in modern vernacular. You lower your standards.
Yes.
And you compromise.
Yes.
Come on, you got to see this. Once you compromise, your faith is attached to what you compromise to.
That's right. That's right.
Mark 9:21. Mm-hmm. This is that man that's possessed, son was with the devil, had devil in him. All right, we know about that. We're not going to get into that aspect, but there's a key to it. Jesus is talking to him. He says, so he asked the father, how long has this been happening to him? He's talking about his son. He said, from childhood. And often he has thrown him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. He's talking about how far the demons are possessing him and how he's having seizures. He's having seizures in the water. He's having seizures on fire. He's going through fire, being burnt, and he's having seizures continually. But if you can do anything, have compassion on him and help us. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who do what?
Believes.
Immediately, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord. Thank you for joining us today at Kingdom Ministries International. You can visit us online at kingdomfamilies.online or call us at 754-229-5641. We would love to hear from you. Remember, the kingdom of God is within you.